This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mark in New Jersey and others, I'm about to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But I want to say something at the start of the next segment about Trump and supposed 3D chess. Let me write a note to do that because I forget sometimes what I'm going to cover. Trump 3D, because this is really important, and I didn't really have an epiphany, but I kind of did. I've kind of said this before, but I want to add something to it. So that's coming up. Very important. We're taking your calls on the leaders of the resistance. Robert Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Elon Musk. Are they real? Are they frauds? You know, Tucker's for real, what they've done to him. And again, it's not about who the leader is. It's about who do you think's most over the target. Let's talk to Mark in New Jersey. Mark, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex, hopefully we're doing better today on the calls than we were yesterday. I thought you were going to wind up with one of those Chinese exploding helmets on.
Hey, will you guys boost my audio to me real quick? Go ahead. Keep going.
So Alex, the reason I'm calling, two points. On the RFK Trump dynamic, couldn't agree more with one of the callers yesterday. You talked about potentially kind of hijacking the debates. I think one of the powerful things there with that is politics being a continuum. It's not like, you know, they're not monoliths, you know, you're right, you're left. It's, you know, people kind of see the gray areas. I think there's a lot of blackpilling that could be done from both sides if both those guys got into a room together and started having kind of their Lincoln Douglas conversations and people tuning into it. The second thing, MTG, I just want to touch on her for a second. Yeah, I really had high hopes for her. I thought she was just a dynamo. I know you have a soft spot for her, but I also know there are no secret cows in your world. Next time you get her on.
No, there's no sacred cows. I mean, she's a great lady. I see her being criticized for going along with McCarthy to increase the debt limit. Well, Trump went along with a bunch of debt limit increases, too. So you can't get mad at MTG and then not get mad at Trump. I'm sorry.
No, Alex, that's not where I was going. It's actually her statements on the January 6th thing. You know, releasing the footage would somehow jeopardize the security of the Capitol building. There is something there that is so there that they do not, both sides do not want it out. I think it goes to the core of our government, and you're starting to see some of these murmurs about the FBI, you know, the stuff coming out. The FBI and the election interference and whatnot. I think this is just another iteration of that move. Who's the senator right now who
I've been on vacation. I've been on vacation for 2 weeks, so I only read news like 2 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day. So I saw something about MTG and the Capitol tapes, and I was confused by it. What did she do? So I'm sorry I'm uninformed. Tell me.
No. It's overwhelming how much there is coming at us at this point. So it's fair enough. You deserve family time. So long and short of it is, she was pushed on, where are these January 6th tapes? Why didn't you guys lever this as part of the debt ceiling increase? This was a promise that was made for the speakership that these things would be, you know, brought out to the public.
And what did she say?
Basically that, you know, to release these tapes would fundamentally undermine the security apparatus at the Capitol building. So, you know, she deflected to, you know, we need a safe zone, and we can't show you what went on there because it may jeopardize our security. Which I honestly believe that this, whatever is in those tapes, is so damning to the
well, you know, Schumer went crazy, and Tucker was going to release it that next Monday when they fired him.
Correct. Absolutely. There is something there that is so monumental that it is going to destroy the overall thought.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that they act scared to death of it, and I agree with you that it should be released. So I'll talk to her. I really appreciate your call. We'll call her and ask her to come on. We'll bring that up. Please stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've got it, you've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Well, we're having some really thought-provoking conversations here on this live Tuesday, June 6th broadcast. I'm coming to you from Northeast Texas in Stephen Crowder's amazing studios, and we're taking your phone calls. I've got a bunch of news and a bunch of RFK Jr. clips I want to play, but I want to get to a lot of your calls first. Then I want to get into some of the economy news, the energy news, and a disgusting article in the New York Times defending the Nazism. You just can't make this up. Of the main battle force, ground force, in Ukraine, the Azov Battalion. So that is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to start here on the calls on the first ones that were received. So I'm going to start up at the top with Daryl in Missouri. We'll go to him in a minute. But first, a lot of stations join us here in the second hour. And so I just want to add that we're taking calls on any subject you want to bring up. But first, I want you to humor me and tell me what you think of Elon Musk, RFK Jr., Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and which one do you think is a better leader and more reality-based? And we're overwhelmingly getting Trump is for real, but makes some mistakes and is, you know, kind of has a big ego. RFK Jr. is in the process of waking up. They killed his father. They killed his uncle. But, you know, overall, we don't trust him completely, but our gut tells us he's good. That's what I'm saying. And this is just explosive situation for the New World Order. They're so scared. And then DeSantis, because of all the Republican establishment ties, does a lot of good things but can't be trusted. So trust but verify, as Reagan said. And then Elon Musk can't be trusted. That's what the majority of the callers think. I think Musk is hedging his bets. I think the guy's a pragmatist and he sees liberty starting to win. But I said before I go to your calls that I was going to talk about something really important. Now, Trump said in an interview when he was running for president in 2016, now 6.5 years ago, that the deepest thing in his life, the deepest thing he ever learned, was how to be shallow. Now, that is such a Zen master statement. Because you have all these genetics, all these instincts, your spirit. You have all your ancestors. You have all this composite information. You have all your learned knowledge in this bodysuit. And your first approximation, all the studies, all the research, women's intuition, all of it, is almost always the right way to go. So, but Trump put it in a perfect idiot savant way. The deepest thing I ever learned was how to be shallow. But he called going with his first instinct, and he went on to elaborate, you know, the first thing I think is almost always right. No, it's always right. You just might interpret what your spirit hooked into your instinct. Instinct's third dimension, spirit's above that. You have a manifestation in each dimension. Third and up. You can be drugged down into the lower. And that's just a human cosmology for it, but the mathematics has shown it's accurate. It means sideways, diagonal, it doesn't, the direction doesn't matter in higher dimensions. But such an incredible statement. So the caller said, I like Trump. He's totally for real, even though he's a buffoon sometimes and basically a bull in a china shop. He's not a criminal. He actually cares about the country. Totally true. And just like he's pigheaded with us on the shots, he's pigheaded with them on everything else they want. So he was actually the president. He tried to be. That's why they got so upset, was they were ruling through consensus and boards and globalist bodies. So that's really where I'm at with Trump, is that they claim he's playing 3D, 4D chess. No, he's not. Not in the way you think of, he's consciously looking at thousands of points and integrated information and then coming up with some sophisticated move 10 points ahead. But that's what the subconscious and unconscious mind hooked into the spirit is the 10D chess. You know, God's up there at 12D. So, yeah, that's going on, but you don't control it. Your conscious brain just needs to go, like you're an F-16 pilot and it says missiles locked. You're not firing out radar scans and missile lock systems in the avionics. You just know when it goes missile lock, aim 9, sidewinder missile. You know that that's what you've just done. But you're not the whole jet, the avionics, everything that went to build that, to fuel it, to train it, to launch it. You just know when it goes lock, that you're on. And so that's what that is, ladies and gentlemen. And everything the system does is to keep you away from lock. Because you can start living your life where you just lock. You have basic info, basic research. So you get to have known enough about the world, the third dimension, to then be able to understand what you're looking at and what your instincts are telling you. But you've got to have an understanding of the third dimension to overlay it with your spirit, with your instincts, to be able to make the right decision. And that's why they want dumbed down, mindless, stupid people, so that they still have all these skills. They don't know how to apply them. They don't have age or wisdom or development or experience or understanding. So they want you entombed in your house, playing video games, watching movies, living in a fantasy land to try to program preconditioned responses that override your spirit, your intuition, your conscience, your instincts. And so that's why they hate Trump. Because, yeah, he'd do what he felt like and what he thought was best. And most of the time it totally screwed him up, because they had planned responses that someone in the system would respond to, which was already pre-programmed and actuaried, so they knew how to react to someone operating from the program matrix. But because Trump's operating off of his spirit, his instincts, even though he's got a flawed template he's operating off of, it's still so much more advanced in their operation that they go, this guy's just unstoppable. That's why in all their lawsuits against me, they're like, give us the secret data, the intelligence agency programming you. Let us know who's funding you. Let us know who comes up with all this. We know you've got somebody telling you what to do. They cannot understand that, like Luke Skywalker, I've turned off the targeting computer and I just blew up the Death Star. Because what God gave me is way more powerful than this technological junk that you sit there and worship all day, that just simply templates what we already are. The AI doesn't do anything. It steals. It plagiarizes. And then we go, oh, look, it's so incredible, because it's showing us ourselves back. We are incredible. So that is my message to everybody, to understand that Trump is not intellectual. He has his ideas, he has his gut, he has his beliefs about what's right and what's fair and business. But notice the Chinese would meet with him whenever he wanted. He'd say, I want to meet. Yes, sir. We'll meet with you right now. Xi Jinping, I'll fly to you. Because they recognize, okay, this guy's in charge. Xi Jinping is a dictator and evil. He respects himself, though. He climbed up from nothing, betrayed his own family to a death camp to be in charge. Trusted member of the party, now in charge of it. He respects his power. He's in charge. That's why he totally shut down big tech in China after they kicked Trump out and stole the election. He said at a big event 2 years ago to the communist Chinese, we got to take over big tech. They're out of control. We're done. They want to do this to us. They're not doing to us what they did to Trump. But they actually respected. They were talking to the boss. They won't meet with Biden or his representatives now. They won't meet with the Secretary of Defense, because they know. They're like, hey, we want to meet with Larry Fink. We want to meet with Elon Musk. We want to meet with Bill Gates. We want to meet with Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. We don't want to meet with Biden. Don't insult us. Said repeatedly. When Biden gets mad, he craps his drawers and goes, now wipe my ass. This is on record. I've talked to the Secret Service and others. I'm going to leave it at that. And notice he doesn't trust the Secret Service now because that information got out. I mean, I talked to the police and the Secret Service that were in New York. He crapped his drawers last year twice. If he gets mad, he goes, pfft. I mean, literally, think about that, and blasts his drawers, and then they have to carry clean clothes, and then he sits there and gets off on it while young interns wipe the diarrhea off his legs. They did that to humiliate America. They did that to run us under the bus. But it backfires on them because the whole world now just goes, we're not meeting with that. We want to meet with your leader. When the Martian ambassador shows up, you don't send them the janitor to meet with him. You send the leader. The Martians are like, oh, that's an allegory. Show us the leader. We want to meet with the leader. Who's in charge? We don't want to meet with the Easter bunny here. Okay? All right, I promise I'm going to your phone calls when we come back. But that's what's going on with Trump. And that's why he beats him, is because he's not operating under a false template. He's operating from the spirit, from the gut.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! night.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Taking your phone call starting right now, and then later in the next hour, I am going to get into all this supposed UFO knowledge coming out and the major psyop being run out of the government that alien invasion is imminent. This is the next big shoe to drop, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very sophisticated. And we're going to do our best to give you the most accurate information we can, but it basically deals with a wide spectrum of different possibilities. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Daryl in Missouri, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding her on the air.
So much for taking the call. I wanted to answer your questions on Kennedy, Elon. Yesterday, Kennedy was really good on guns, and he said people feel that the Constitution are under attack, and that's exactly how I feel, and people that love America and the American dream and everything. I was targeted by the ADL. I wrote a religious exemption on July 14th, 2022. It's still on my Facebook, and it was a religious exemption by me and my wife and our beliefs. Our Amish and Mennonite neighbors live as separatists and have their beliefs, and I'm entitled. I heard you say you're allowed to be an anti-Semite the other day, and if you don't like it, well, and I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm accused of that because I believe the vaccination thing, and he's on a first-name basis with Tulsi. I predict that'll be his running mate, and, you know, he's got to come out and say abortion's not health care. I think DeSantis is susceptible to the deep state, his connections, Eric Greitens, these young leaders. You want to talk about leaders? I'm a long-time listener and freedom lover, and this article they wrote about me is defamation, and I need help fighting them. I'm just a regular guy.
Tell us who you are, because I want to hear this. 20 years ago, I had my lawyer send the ADL a letter. They actually changed it and fixed it, saying Alex Jones hates Mexicans, and Alex Jones says assault Mexicans at the border. Well, we said, hey, that's clear defamation. Fix your article. They did correct it. Now they don't even care. They feel like it's open season on everybody. And so, again, the ADL does not represent Jews. I said, you can say you hate Jews, black people, white people. You have a right to say you hate gays, hate straights. You have a right to do it. You just don't have a right to call for violence or go out and be violent or tell people to be violent against certain, you know, and name names. But the ADL literally lies about me constantly and calls for the end of my speech and calls for people to be arrested that disagree with them. And then they do all this other stuff. But yeah, the Amish, they're even, the left's even coming up Amish now because they're an old white community that because of Protestantism, you know, moved out there. That's who they're with. They're calling that racist. And look, if Jews have a right to interbreed with Jews and go be separatists with their religion in Israel, and people don't, well, they're not Nazis because Jews are marrying Jews. They believe in that religion. They believe in that culture. They revere that. They honor that. They have a right. And so that's what's going on here. But I don't know who you are. Tell us who you are, what the article was, and what happened.
My name is Daryl McClanahan, and I was a candidate for U.S. Senate, and I believe they were very threatened by our religious waiver. The Mennonites, January 6th defendant who's been found guilty, George Washington, Isaac Yoder, he's a Mennonite neighbor, and they have a Christian school, and the guy has little children, and they're going to send Capitol Guards testified. He said, please don't destroy the people's house. And our congressman, who I ran against, Mark Alford, people went to his office and Josh Hawley's office and said, hey, send someone down there to these trials. We need to have court watchers. What? We know what they did to Stewart. And I helped Stewart years ago get an attorney for Wren, a gentleman who was a Filipino.
I understand, sir, but tell us about your... What did the article? What did the ADL say about you?
They have a picture of me at a cross lighting. So they have a picture that someone else took and posted around of me. I was advocating for Jacob Goodwin. He was a Charlottesville defendant who was overcharged. Certainly, he deserved a year in jail or something. I have my Christian beliefs. And they
so
have
are you in? I mean, listen, you have a right to be, but are you in the KKK?
No, I am not. And they are portraying me as that I am. And I was never a member. They don't like me. They don't like me because I've always spoke against violence.
Let's be clear. I mean, at a KKK cross burning, half the people there are feds or ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center. So, but it was a real photo of you at a KKK cross burning?
Google my name while you're talking to me. Daryl McClanahan, ADL. D-A-R-R-E-L.
I know. I'm in a remote studio. I'm just asking you about it. Look, if a journalist goes and covers one of those things, they're a bad person. It doesn't matter. The point is the left is just as bad as the KKK with all their racist garbage and burning things down, all this crap. I'm just trying to understand what they specifically did to you. And so you're saying they wrote an article about you because you're saying you want a right to be left alone from their shots?
Yes. That's one. One of the reasons, read my religious exemption. It's posted on my Twitter, Missouri Battle Flag.
I will, and I appreciate your call. We gave the guy 4 minutes. We got to get to the rest of the callers. We'll never get to everybody. People say, he just censored that guy because he's a good white patriot. No, the guy got more time than other callers. Got to move the next person. It just all of it gives me a headache. I would never go to an ADL meeting. And if you go to a KKK meeting, you're at an ADL meeting. They run the whole thing. I mean, literally. The Grand Dragon, all of them's them. Just give me a break, man. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Kansas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I've been a user of Real Red Pill and DNA Force since you first came out with them, as well as X2 and X3. Those products are great. They're life-saving, and I appreciate them. Buy a lot of other products, too, and I used to buy hundreds of your Citizens Rule book and hand them out for free to other people, the Constitution, but I don't think you've got them anymore. Anyway,
well, we just can't afford it. I mean, back when we had plenty of money, I'm like, here's free booklets and everything, and now we're crushed down. But, yes, I plan to bring back the Citizen Rule books as soon as we get on our feet again. We're starting to get on our feet. It's kind of like you've been down on the ground. You're kind of getting on your feet right now. So I promise you, if we can continue on rebuilding, we're going to bring those back.
Well, I understand because I'm not buying near what I used to from you because I'm in the same boat. Anyway,
absolutely. No. You can order them at cost, but every order got a few of them in the box. That's why I said they're free. But thank you for your support. What was on your mind, sir?
I want to say I think RFK Jr. is real. I think that there's a lot of things we don't like about some of his stances, but I think he knows, he understands the deep state. I think he's got a grudge to fight against them. I think that he'll be the one that'll bring out the real information about the CIA and JFK and RFK's murders and probably Martin Luther King. I think he'd
hold be a on, good don't hang up. You're a genius caller. Stay there. Don't leave. I'm coming right back to you after this quick break. Exactly. You think Trump's got a grudge with him stealing the election and saying he's a Russian agent and all this crap? And they did all that to me, too. I got a grudge against these people, man. I didn't do any of the stuff they say. They made my life a living hell just because I want prosperity and freedom and security. I mean, that's not right. But they want to take this country over, so they did that. But can you imagine, you think Trump's got a grudge? Everybody's like, we got to get Trump back in. He's got a grudge. Boys, it'll be tough on him now. They shot his dad 6 times in the back at that hotel in Los Angeles. The CIA did it. It all came out. It wasn't Sirhan Sirhan. And they killed his uncle, the president, blew his head off in the town I'm sitting in, Dallas, where I was born. I was born in the same hospital Kennedy died in. Hell, he died in that car, but they pronounced him dead there. Little strange factoid. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. And you think Kennedy's got a grudge?
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer. And our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I love coming in with that song, We're an American Man, because it says, when I grew up, I want to be a rock star. When I grew up, I want to defeat the New World Order. All right, let's go back to the callers. He was making a really, really good central point. And that's John in Kansas. Start over with your point, sir. You got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
I was talking about RFK having a grudge against the deep state, against the CIA. He's probably the best candidate we could find to do something about them. Also, you know, when he was at the University of Chicago, I believe he blocked Bill Ayers from getting tenure when it came time for him to be eligible. So he's already been standing up for a long time, and he's willing to die for what he's doing, obviously. And so he's got a lot of courage, and I think backing him is a good idea, even though, you know, we don't agree with everything he says. But the biggest reason I called today, and I've been praying about this for a long time, is that I believe that the deep state, that the Democrats will use the 22nd Amendment to stop Donald Trump from ever becoming president, from ever being inaugurated in 2025. Because the 22nd Amendment starts out, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. And no, and Donald Trump is still saying he's been elected twice. If he continues to hold that line, what's to keep them from going into the courts and saying, well, we found evidence that there was fraud in the election. Trump was actually elected the second time. And we've got the evidence right now, and we are going to bring up that evidence and keep him from being president. He's been elected twice. Maybe they'll let him in for a month or two after the election if he wins, but they'll never let him take office in 2025.
Well, that sounds cockamamie enough for them to actually do it, because everything they do is about murdering logic. Did you see the press secretary say we can't have open borders or you can't ship people to our cities? It's collapsing them, but they're the ones opening the border. It's the total murder of logic. But, yeah, they steal the election and turn around and say, oh, you were the president, but we stole it, so now you can't be president now. That is a possibility, but we know what they're doing. They're getting ready to indict Trump federally. They're getting ready to indict him in Georgia at the state level. And they're creating a crisis that's going to blow up in their face. I mean, Trump went up 20 points in the polls on average when they indicted him in New York. They had that crazy cuckoo woman. He's found guilty for saying he's innocent civilly. The jury said, well, $5 million. You said you were innocent. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, just totally cuckoo. Great points. I appreciate your call. All right. Up next, Carlos in Canada. Thank you for holding your own here. Then we'll go to Marcos, Russell. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. I am concerned about the assassination, a possible assassination of Robert Kennedy Jr. He's obviously, like his predecessor, I guess John F. Kennedy Jr., he was willing and open to discuss who killed the President of the United States and who killed the Attorney General of the United States when he was a candidate to be president. And he looked like he was going to be elected. The best way to protect Robert Kennedy today is to expose and to discuss the killing of President Kennedy. It's going to be 60 years in November since the killing of the president. And Americans like games. They like to face challenges. They are very, very gamey in the sense of being distracted away from reality. But this is the reality that's ever present. And I am concerned about assassination of leaders, because once the hidden hand is exposed, once the 300 is exposed, you've got a motivation to repeat what they have succeeded in the past in doing. So I'm willing to share with you information and to look at some details that will expose and by November have a very clear feeling and impression as to who really was behind the assassination of President Kennedy. Yes, I'm willing to do that, Alex.
Well, you're a smart guy. Carl's been calling him for 15, 16 years. And, of course, we know who you are. You've been a guest on. You've been a guy involved in government corporations at very high levels. I mean, give us a quick gestalt, if you want, about why you think the assassination of RFK Jr.'s uncle is important today?
Well, it is relevant because it changed the course of America. Okay? It changed it. There were many. You see, when you hear a lot of the writings and things that were said about the assassination of President Kennedy, the Americans are rather insular in economics, let's say, as economists, and in looking at things in perspective relative to the dollar. But if you really want to be an economist of relevance, you have to look outside at the forces and the currencies and so on. Again, with the investigation of President Kennedy, very few people really have gone outside to study what really happened from the perspective of, let's say, Charles de Gaulle. Charles de Gaulle in 1940 had an opportunity. I researched this. It took me a long time, but I researched it, to meet with John F. Kennedy's father, Joe Kennedy. He was a historian, a very well-read historian, Charles de Gaulle. And in 1961, when he met with the president in France, they discussed certain things. And he basically discussed with him matters relating to Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles, who had been responsible and was looking to one of the major promoters of the assassination of Charles de Gaulle, was Alan Dulles from 1940s onward. So you have to understand that the CIA really doesn't... is the agency, but there were so many agencies that wanted to kill the president. It wasn't just, the vice president who was...
Sure, and for folks that don't know about the French, it was years later with de Gaulle that the French seized their nuclear weapons from NATO there at the international airport and actually took control of France. So NATO was going to keep France controlled after World War II, just like they did Germany, and that's why the CIA wanted to kill de Gaulle. But all that is never in the news because it shows the CIA is not invincible.
Exactly. But Charles de Gaulle, if you recall, he was became a victim of attacks and assassinations the very moment that Algeria came into play. You see, Algeria was a source of energy and a source of oil and very wealthy and very rich in resources. And Charles de Gaulle was faced with the reality that the colonies had to be let go. So how do you let go a colony such as Algeria without at the same time leaving it open to, let's say, the communist influence? So Alan Dulles wanted to make sure that there was no likelihood that Algeria was going to go the way of communism. Charles de Gaulle, when he changed his mind and John F. Kennedy, and he discussed the possibility that Algeria would have to become a colony, then at that point Charles de Gaulle, who had released all of the colonies except Algeria, became a target. And so you see President Kennedy, and when he came back to the United States and said, I'm going to do away with the CIA and so on, because of what had happened at the Bay of Pigs, it was at that point that people don't realize that Alan Dulles had known Georges de Morinchild since the 1920s. He was a witness, as Robert Kennedy has mentioned. Georges de Morinchild was the major witness, basically, should have not happened.
Absolutely. The deep state killed Kennedy and killed Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s dad. We know that. Thank you so much, Carlos. All right, I'm going fast when we come back. The order of the calls are received. When we come back on the other side of this break, so Sam and Marcos and Russell and Keith and Anonymous and Al Killer and Judy and Jeffrey and everybody else.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for holding. Thank you for calling today.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. To let you know I'm listening, to answer your question, I'm going to go with Trump. I think he did a very good job as president the first time, and I think he'd do a good job the second time. Can you hear me, Alex?
What do you think of RFK? What do you think of Elon, not Elon Musk as president, just as a anti-globalist? Do you like RFK Jr.? Do you like, or do you dislike Elon Musk? What do you think of Ron DeSantis? And then what do you think they're going to do to try to stop Trump? Because obviously he's the leader, he's the front runner.
Well, I don't feel too highly about. I wouldn't say too highly about all three of them, but I'm more of a Trump guy. Not much for DeSantis, and I would just have no comment on Musk. And I'd say RFK is a good guy. You know, he's one to watch out for him in the race. But I was wanting to talk to you about Section 230. Are you aware of that internet bill?
Section 230 was upheld by the Supreme Court about 3 weeks ago.
It was upheld.
It says the internet still. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, so it's still in place, so they can't. My problem is with violent videos in Section 230. Section 230 makes it so if there's a murder and it's and someone's posting it online, of a murder or a mass shooting, because of Section 230, you can't get it taken down. Am I wrong there?
No, Section 230 only means that the utilities, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, things like that, are not liable when somebody posts it. Terms of service and the applicable laws can take down the video. A Supreme Court ruled that Section 230 stands. The problem is that the big tech has been hiding behind Section 230 while they act as a publisher, involving themselves in editorial control over their users. Under Section 230, they're only supposed to block criminal activity. So that's the issue. So the Supreme Court is allowing Section 230 Shield to continue, even though big tech is violating the very policies of Section 230. But it's probably good the Supreme Court did that, because the European Union and other outside groups are putting undue influence and criminal threats on U.S. tech companies to bring in even more draconian citizenship control, and it's only U.S. law blocking that through Section 230. So that's a sophisticated answer. Anything else?
Well, the liability is the issue, and I just am here to say that the Buffalo, New York mass shooting at the grocery store that left 10 dead in 2022 was live streamed online, and to this day, that video is still online. And I call
that's right. And they leave it up because it terrorizes people and it scares people. But then if I come up here and expose the left funding white supremacist groups, I get banned because they don't want that known. Yes, I understand that. I appreciate your call. Good points. Marcos in Ohio. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Marcos.
Yo, how you all doing? Yeah, I just want to say there was something very, very troubling with the RFK Jr. Elon Musk discussion. They kept referring to our republic as a democracy over and over again, and I see this trend happening a lot.
We're a constitutional republic, a little d democracy. In a democracy, the majority could kill the 49%. In a republic, there are basic rights to protect the minority. You're absolutely right.
That's correct. And if you watch that video, not one time did either one of them refer to this as constitutional republic. And this is their
to make that
goal.
Point. I'm glad you called. When I ended up listening to most of it last night, only saw part of it during the show because we were live. It was like a religious mantra: democracy, democracy, democracy. We're not a democracy; we're a republic. Sorry, go ahead, make your point.
Yes, this is correct. And what they're doing is they're after the children, all right? They're trying to hammer home these things into the children so that they forget the rights that they were given by God. When you have a constitutional republic, you got to be killed, man. You got to kill everybody to kill the spirit. When you have a democracy, you can just have mob rules, man, and it's over. And then, and just one more quick point I'd like to make. Hey, Crowder, you pompous a-hole. Walk your own damn dog. What are you doing to your pregnant wife, that big-ass mastiff? Yes.
Scumbag. All right. So I don't know what that guy's talking about, but sounds like he didn't take his medication today. All right. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Oregon. You're on the air, Russell. Welcome.
Aloha, Uncle Alex. Just wanted to say how much I love you, man, and thank you so much for turning me on to the nascent iodine. I've been on the X3, X2 regimen for the last 15 months, and I can genuinely say that it saved my life, that I was experiencing deep anxiety and depression, and it helped me to crawl out of it and to, you know, become a strong man connected, you know, to the Most High. And I just want to thank you. And it's the most important thing that I've, you know, done to, you know, change my life. So, you know, thank you for making those products.
Well, I don't want to cut you short, Russell, and we're going to keep hosting with all the callers next hour, but stay right there. I want to speak to a moment to what you just said. Listeners need to understand something. All I have is my integrity, and I make mistakes, and I get really mad when I make them, but I don't make them on purpose. And I don't make a lot of mistakes compared to what I used to. I still make a ton of them, but compared to when I was younger, I make a lot less. And compared to most people, I don't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, I'm not trying to brag. I've just been given a lot of discernment and understanding, and I'm a very blessed person. And I just want to try to share understanding with people and boost them. They'll boost me. They'll boost my children. We'll boost your kids. I really am a team player. But I will not – you can have anything you want, but don't take it from me. You know how that song goes. But here we are. You're talking about X3 and the iodine. 2 million people, Lancet Journal Medical Study, a bunch of other reports, have cognitive disabilities in studies because of lack of iodine. So what the U.S. government says is the daily allowance is half of what they said in the 70s. The government used to mandate iodine in the salt because it increased fertility, lowered cognitive problems. They estimate that it boosted U.S. Major studies, type in, iodine added to salt boosted U.S. IQs 15 points in one decade. That's like Business Insider 13 years ago. Look it up. Memory serves, I'll nail it, 14 years ago, nail it. The point is that why would they not want you to have that? Now, just crappy bound iodine, they added to salt, boosted IQ 15 points. Ours is deep earth crystal, and then the two other types for better synergy, and it's totally game-changing. And it's not your fault you were depressed. It's not your fault you were down. When I forget and don't take the iodine at least 3 days a week, I'm like, wow, I'm feeling sluggish. I'm tired. Oh, I forgot to take iodine for 5 days. Because I'm not a supplement guy either. I just learned how great they are. I've got to religiously have that lazy Susan at the kitchen table. My wife is sick of it. She doesn't forget to take hers. So she always moves it over to the corner in the kitchen, and I forget. I say I move it back, and it's that. We don't fight very much, but it's a battle over, why is your sink, she says, full of all these toothpaste and all this stuff? Can you put it in your drawers? And she put it in the drawers, and I say, I put it on top because I forget to floss if it's not on the top of the thing. You know, it's the classic thing with your wife and the toothpaste. Like, why are you spitting toothpaste all over the sink? You don't need to use that much toothpaste. You know, and this is women. They literally get obsessed with that. I get them. I'm a pig. She's like, why do you shave your beard and leave your stuff everywhere? Okay, I'm a pig. The point is, she will move the stuff off the kitchen table. She'll move it off my sink. She's got a sink and I got a sink. And my stuff moves over to her sink and she gets upset about it. And that's a normal husband-wife thing that goes on. But I got a habit to remember to take it. And you're saying you were depressed and stuff till you took it. Folks, you have to have it to live. They're hitting you with chlorine, fluoride, bromine, all the bad halogens to counter the good one. So when I sit here and say, get X3, about to sell out, so 25% off, today's the last day at InfoWarsStore.com, it takes about 15 days to kick in, on average, if you have a major deficiency. Consult your physician before you take it because you've got other thyroid problems. Who knows what it'll do? The point is, it is a major missing link. Do the research, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Russell, I'm not going to hang up on you. I want to give you time. But you brought this up, and I meant to talk about it. So Russell in Oregon, stay there. Then Keith, Anonymous, Al Killer, Judy, Jeffrey. And, man, my eyes just go out at that point. It's a tiny screen in his studio. Who's that? Is that Obi-Wan or... Who's the last caller? Obadiah, okay. I got it worse. My eyes are still pretty good, but I can't read a screen this big from 8 feet away. So I'm not complaining either. I'm just this tiny, full me tiny thing. We're going to go to break, come back, and go right to your calls. And I promise I'm going to get to some of the RFK stuff. And I got a bunch of other stuff I haven't gotten to as well. He came out on gay frogs. We're going to play that. And so much more next hour. But yes, get X3, your last day to get Ultimate Krill Oil, X3, a bunch of other stuff for 25 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But keep us on air. Take action now. Experience X3, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.